we're getting to the end of this chelik of the sugya now. Big sugya, Baruch Hashem, really done justice to many parts of the sugya. So let's just chazah. So the Mishnah says that ha'omer ten shtar shechet el avdi, and the Chachamim hold that shechet avodim is a schus, and even if the person wants to be chozebo, he can't. Rabbi Meir says that he can be chozeh, and the Chacham says that he can't be chozeh. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from that tovis lebalchov is kana. Tovis lebalchov is kana, because when the Odom wants to be chozebo, it turns into a tfisa. And the Gemara says that maybe from here we should see the tovis lebalchov even b'makom shechav l'achayim is kana. Because it's chav l'achayim, how's it chav l'achayim? It's chav to the Odom, because he... It's a little complicated, as Tosfos said, right? He's the Eved probably was Oved Le'Nayach Nafshei, but the Adon doesn't want him to leave. It's sort of like it's an in-between, right? It's Chav L'Achem. Once he decides that he doesn't want the Shtar Shecha to be given to the Eved, so then it's Chav to the Adon. So how does that work? Do we see from the Mishnah that Tovis V'Achol Bakam Shechav L'Achem in Kona? The Gemara says no. V'im Tomer Mishnah Seinu, Kol Ha'omer Tnu Kol Mezuchudam. Our Mishnah is different. Because really, what? Really, he's not a tofes lebalchov. That's how we explained yesterday. Rashi says he's not really a tofes. He's really taking it meiratzan ha'adam, so he's not viewed as a tofes. So the whole concept of tofes lebalchov, makam shechav lachem, doesn't apply to chlam. Really, he's taking it as a shliach of the balamam and a shliach of the adam. And what shlichus is there? If he's a shliach of the adam to be zocha on behalf of the eved, and zocha on the adam shlobafana tells me that he's able to be zocha immediately on behalf of the eved. So once he's zocha on behalf of the eved, so of course the adam is not going to be able to be chosifa. Okay, this is the maskana of the Gemara. That our mission is not talking about just a case of tain, and there's no zocha. No, there's a zocha immediately. So because there's a zocha immediately, that's why the adam can't be chosifa. The Tosis is troubled. Tosis is troubled with Akasha Stira. From the Gemara above Metzia. Kol Omer Tnu Kol Mezuchud Dami. Dim Tomar, Rabbi Yochanan Les Lay Tank is Chi. Rabbi Yochanan over here is the one who says, Tovis Lebachol Makam Shechav Lachem Lo Kana. And the Gemara is saying, but according to him, even according to him, in our Mishnah, it will be Kana, because Kol Omer Tnu Kol Mezuchud Dami. The problem is, Rabbi Yochanan himself in above Metzia seems to say, Kol Omer Tnu Lav Kol Mezuchud Dami. What is it? What's his shita? Does he hold kol omer tenu kol mezuchu? Does he say kol omer tenu lav kol mezuchu? What does Tosis mean? That there in Bav Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say kol omer tenu lav kol mezuchu. What does he mean? So he quotes the kamer perakamer de Bav Metzia magbi Metzia lachaveru kona chaveru. And Tomer Mishnah says that the kol omer tenali below omer zacheli. What's he referring to? Did you look up the Gemara? Gotta look up the Gemara to understand what he's talking about. The Mishnah there in Bav Metzia on the Aftasim Ebeis, the Mishnah says like this: Hayirochiv Agavi Behema V'Ruas Hametzia V'Amal Chaveru Tneili. Reuven is riding on an animal and he sees a Metzia on the ground. He's not going to get off the animal, and his friend is walking there on the side. So he tells his friend, Tneili, give me the Metzia, give me that object. Nitala V'Amar Anizachisiba Zachaba. So comes the Mishnah and says that, let's say he picks it up and he says Anizachisiba, that I was zocheh in it. What does that mean, that I was zocheh in it? That I was zocheh in it. So the Gemara is explaining that I was zocheh in it means now I want to be zocheh in it. He picks it up, right? He picks it up with the das of the person who said Tenele, right? He said Tenele, whatever Tenele means. He picks it up, and then he changes his mind, and he says, Ani zocheh siba, that I want to be zocheh in it, achshav, I want to be zocheh in it now. The Mishnah says, zocheba, that he's zocheh. Right? The Mishnah says that he's zocheh. So the Gemara and Daf Yud wants to say, from here you see, Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kona Chavero. Here he was Magbiya Metzia Lachavero. The guy said Tenele, so Mistami he was Magbiya Metzia for the person who asked him to pick it up. There must be Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kona Chavero. That's why when he says later, and he's Zachisiba, he's able to be Zochen it now, because there was no Zachir that happened before. Dr. Gemara, the problem is, Rabbi Yochanan holds Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kona Chavero. I'm sorry, Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kona Chavero. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kona Chavero. So how can you interpret the Mishnah to be saying what? Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Lo Kona Chavero, and now if he says, and he's a Chisiba, he can be Zochen it now. No, but if Magbiya Metzia Lachavero, Kona Chavero, so he was Zochen for the first guy initially. So how can he say, and he's a Chisiba, that now he wants to be Zochen? Of course, if the phrase ani zachisiba means I wanted to be zocher before, there's no kasha. But the understanding of the Gemara is the phrase ani zachisiba is now I want to be zocher. But the problem is if you're magbiyam tzil chaveru kana chaveru, so he was kona already for the other person, right? So how could he say ani zachisiba zocher by zocher now? Then Tomer Mishnah Seino says the Gemara Daf Yud the Amar Tanei v'lo Amar Zachem. The Mishnah's Toma where he says Tanei, he didn't say Zachemi. So if he says Tanei, Kol Amar Tanei Lavka Amar Zachudami. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yochanan holds Magbiyam Tzil Chaver or Kana Chaver. But that's Magbiyam Tzil Chaver if he has in mind to be Zochem Etchila. But if he only has in mind to pick it up with the das of the person who asked him to pick it up, so if the person who asked him to pick it up says Tanei, Kol Amar Tanei Lavka Amar Zachudami. So the person who picks it up never had in mind to be Zohan Nizbehir. He picked it up. He was going to find out from him what he wants. And then he changes his mind at that point and he says, you know what, instead of picking it up for that guy, I'm going to be Zohan it myself. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that he's able to be Zohan. Right? Even if Magbiyam Tzil HaChavero, Kana Chavero, but here he can be Zohan because he never picked it up Metchila with the intent to be Zohan on behalf of the other guy. That's why he's able to be Zohan it now. So Frektos says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara seems to be saying, Kolama tenu kama zechu. That's how we interpret our Mishnah. That even if Tovis Leval Cho, B'makam Shechav L'Cherim, Lo Kona, but here the Eved is going to be Kona. Because he was Zocha for the Eved initially. The first time that he picked it up, he was Zocha immediately for the Eved. So he came to talk about a Tfisa later. Right? Then the other wanted him to be Zocha for the Eved. So he was Zocha for the Eved already. So Kolama tenu kama zechu dami. And yet the same Rabbi Yochanan says in Bav Metzia that even if Magbiyam Tzil HaChavero Kona Chavero, but there in the Mishnah he's not going to be Kona because Kol Amar Tenu Lav Kama Zechu Dami. So which one is it? Does he hold Kol Amar Tenu Kama Zechu, or does he hold Kol Amar Tenu Lav Kama Zechu? That's the Kash of Tosfos. You got to look up the Gemaras. If you don't look up the Gemaras, you can't see the Kash clearly. So Zok Tosfos is fundamentally Yisa. The periods of Enutam, the Dafka Hecha the Das Acheres Makno So Amina Tank is Chi. Below the Metzi. But we keep on seeing chilukim between Metzi and everything else. So here too, there's a chiluk between Metzi as opposed to everything else. What's the chiluk? He says the chiluk is that by Metzi there's no das acheres mak. There's no das acheres mak. Right, before we had a chiluk in the previous Tosfos that by Metzi there's an idea of migud zochel and afshi zochin am lachavre. Okay, that's a very nice idea. That's not going to help us over here. Right? But there's still another chiluk between Metzi. As opposed to our case, what's the chiluk? That here, right here, das acheres maknosam. There's a bala mamon. There's someone who owns the money. The adon owns the eved, and he's saying tenu. He's saying tenu shtar shechaze laavdi. So Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, when there's das acheres makne, so then kol omer tenu kol omer zechu. Then tenu is not just giving it, but it's ka'omer zechu. It's more than just giving it. Ka'omer tu ka'omer zechu. But there's no das acheres makne. There's no one being makne the object. It's a metzia. There's no makne. It doesn't belong to anyone now. So if it doesn't belong to anyone, ka'omer teneli lav ka'omer zecheli. Ka'omer teneli lav ka'omer zecheli. It's not as expansive a dibur. Tenu is not as expansive a dibur if there's no das acheres makne. But Ben Atam says, if there is a Das Acheres Makne, then we interpret the Tenu to mean a Zechu. Why do we interpret Tenu to be Zechu if it's Das Acheres Makne? What does Das Acheres Makne do? So the Mordechai fleshes it out a little bit. Mordechai here, in Simen Shin Chav Zayin, Mordechai says, Kol Amar Tenu Kol Amar Zechu Dami Perish. The Kevan de Masa V'Nasa Nachay V'Tzla'achen, but I in Yofi Yahiv Lay. If there's a Das Acheres Makne, that's meant that the person is giving the object, right? Teneli or Tenuli, right? Tenu, if you're saying to give this object to someone else and you own it, so we assume but I in Yofi Yahiv. It's a svara. It's a svara that if there's Das Acheres Makne or so even if he only says Tenu, he meant Zechu. He meant Zechu to give it ba'ayin yofa. Ba'ayin yofa normally means the amount that you're giving. Right? We talk about to be in being mafish shumus and maisris. You can be mafish ba'ayin yofa. You're mafish 1/40th. Or ba'ayin ra is 1/60th. And midabainanis is 50%. Right? Ba'ayin yafa normally means how much you're giving. But ba'ayin yafa also could mean how it's being done. Right? If he says tenu, so if the lashon of tenu is not kol mezuchusa, then there's no zachin initially. Right? It's only later. But tenu itself is not a lashon of zachin. But if you assume ba'ayin yafa yoyer, so the pshat is when he says tenu, we interpret his words to mean he wants to give it in the best possible way. Right? He wants to give it in the best possible way, not just in terms of quantity of what he did, right? He wants to give it in the best possible way. So if he says tenu, he means zechu. He means zechu. But if there's no das acharis matir, then that klal doesn't apply. But if he says teneli, he means zecheli. He means zecheli. He wants to give it in the best possible way. He just said teneli. There's no das acharis matir. There's no understanding that he wants to give ba'ayin yofa if there's no das acharis matir. Look at the Mordechai says. What's he saying? He's saying the Rochev could say von Heimfis Morgan that he wants it to be a Zachia. The question is, how is the Nosein interpreting what he said? Right? How is the Nosein interpreting what he said? He said Teneli, so what's the Nosein thinking when he picks it up initially? What's he thinking? Is he thinking Zecheli or is he thinking Teneli? So Dr. Mordechai, well, he's not giving Ba'ayin Yafa. Right? He's not giving Ba'ayin Yafa. He's picking it up for that other person. So there's no umduna in his das that he wants to do it in the best possible way. The guy told him Teneli. So is there an umduna that he wants to do it in the ofen of Zecheli? Who says? Who says there's no idea of ba'ayin yafa yoev unless he's giving him something of his own? Here he's picking up something on behalf of the other guy. So maybe he's interpreting the other person's words in a more minimalist way. Right? Teneli, you said Teneli, fine, I'll give it to you. Who says that ba'ayin yafa yoev? He's not giving something of himself. He's not giving something of his own. He's not giving something of his own. So maybe he has a more minimalist interpretation of the phrase Teneli. So there we say because there is no das acharis makne. So he's just interpreting the words of the rochev in a more minimal way. But here, since das acharis makne, so therefore he's mechavin to give ba'ayin yofa. So therefore kolam etnu kolam ezuchu. Okay, this is the Rabbi Natan's first text. Yeah. V'im tomar frek toisves l'manda amad lo token maimit shloshdan. Did I give you this on the Maram HaKamos?
No.
How many Talmidim read this part of toisves?
No.
Okay. Then we'll skip it. I mean, the truth is, I made it easy for you because there's a whole back and forth in toisves relating to the sugya later on. We're going to see later mitzvah Hashem after Pesach. There's a kinyan called maimit shloshdan. It's a kinyan derabbanan. The shaila is, where does it work? Does it work by pikadon? Does it work by milva? What's the nature of maimit shloshdan? If someone has a pikadon and he says, with three people around, he says, I have a pikadon by you, give it to him. Right? So since it's done by maimit shloshdan, there's an understanding that that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan derabban. There's a back and forth in Tosfos Akasha from the sugi over here. And then Tosfos comes around and says, Rabbi Natan, old Pirish, Rabbi Natan, whatever. If you have the whole middle of the sugya, if you have the whole middle of the Tosfos, so some get confused when they see Rabbi Natan, the second Rabbi Natan which I gave you, so they think Rabbi Natan is answering the last kasha in the middle of Tosfos. But he's not. He's really answering the kasha that we just asked. So I cheated a little bit, and I gave you only the second Rabbi Natan. I left out the middle. Because I figured, if I give you the middle, we're not going to get anywhere. I was right. Because it takes time. It takes time, right? So hopefully, we'll get back to this. Maybe we'll get back to this middle chelik when we see Maimon Shloshim. Maybe we'll get back to this part of Tosfos. We'll see other Rishonim. We're going to make reference to some of the points of Tosfos later on. Okay, let's stay focused on what we're doing. Kala Ometnu Kama Zechu Olav Kama Zechu. So Tosfos on Yubezim and Aleph says Ve'o Pirish Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is another Terence that the chelik is not whether there's Das Acharis Makna or not. He says the chelik is the Shichur Ever Havi Ke'en Milve. Daminam Bo Atein Ve'Holei Kischi. Afagav De B'Matana Lo Havi Kischi. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, I'll tell you the chiluk. The chiluk is not between das acheres makna and not das acheres makna. The chiluk is between milva as opposed to matan. By milva, we'll say henk is chiluk. Someone wants to pay back a milva, pay back halva. There is tank ischi. But by matana, we don't say tank ischi. Matana is more minimalist, right? A more minimal interpretation of tain, as opposed to milva, which is a more maximal interpretation of tain. What does that have to do with us? We're talking about shichur evet. He says, yeah. The shichur, ilav da avid lay naich nafshe, lahav meshachale. Yishamachi choshev kechol, daminan bay, tank ischi. Rabbi Natam says the same thing as he said at the beginning of the sugya from Tosfos. That he loved the Ovid le'nayach nafshe. If the Ovid hadn't done something special for the Ovid, he hadn't served the Odom very nicely, then the Odom would not want to be Meshachar. So if the reason why he wants to be Meshachar is because the Ovid was Ovid le'nayach nafshe, it's like a chov almost. The Odom owes it to him. So if the Odom owes it to him, then we treat it like a milva, and by milva, then we say tankeschi. By milva, we say tankeschi. Why would we say by milva tankeschi more than by matana? So b'chora, the answer is pashut, right? By milva, since the lova owes it to the malva, so when he tells the middleman, tain mana laploni, shani chayev lo, he doesn't just mean tain, walk it over to him, and when he gets it, he'll be zocha. No, he means to say, zechei b'manazu. Give the mana and be zocha right now. And once he's zocha right now, the lova can't take it back. The lova owes it to the makabel, he owes it to the malva, so because he owes it to the malva, there we interpret his words of tain to mean kizchi. But by matana, he's doing him a favor. Matana, he's giving him a present. He doesn't have kavana to say zechei. Tenu means tenu. It doesn't mean kizchi if it's just a matana. But if it's a milven, he owes it to him, so then we assume that ten is taka kizchi. Okay, so that's Rabbi Natam's second tenet. In fact, Rosh, what's he talking about? What's Rabbi Natam talking about? What, we only say ten kizchi by milva? And not by matana, because by milva he owes it to him, and by matana he doesn't owe it to him. But from the Gemara later on, you get the sense that by matana, mistama, he owes it to him too. He owes him something. I mean, why do people give matanas? What, do people just walk around and give presents to everyone? No, it's because of a relationship. It's because there's something going on between the two of them. You want to give the matana. Someone does you a favor, so you give them matana back. Frekta Rush, what's the chiluk? I mean, I understand what the Rabbi Natam is trying to say, but I don't get it, asked the Rush. This is a Rush at the very end of the Perek. That's where the Gemara talks about Holik Kizchi, and Ten Kizchi, and Milva, other things. So the Rush asks from our Gemara. He says, V'hoda ka'amar gabi evit Ten Kizchi. Aval bi shemeretzon libo meshachar. By evit, he's meshachar meretzon libo. He's meshachar meretzon libo. And we seem to say Tain is not kizchi if he's doing him a favor, right? He's not obligated. It's not a milva. So if you say only Tain kizchi by milva, so why do we say Tain kizchi by Evan? That's the Rosh's kasha. It's Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, basically. Tosa's kasha. He says Shani Shichur, Dilav Da'avad Le'Nayach Nafshei, Lo Havim Meshachar Le'Hilkach Havik Machol. It's not the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam's second teretz. It's like a chol because the Evan must have been Avad Le'Nayach Nafshei. Im Tom Arfek the Rosh Gav Matan Nami Aminim Perek Hanizokim. What's he saying? What's the Rosh saying? He quotes the Gemara that Nun on the base. What's that Gemara saying? So we know there's a principle called Ein Nefroyim and Achos Meshubadim B'Mokom Sheyesh B'Nechor. That if a Lover borrows money, like Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and now the Lover, Reuven, has different Achosim. Let's say he has cash, and he has metalim, he has movable objects, and he has karka also. Right? And all of that, he owned b'shas alva. Right? Let's say he owned b'shas alva. I mean, the stomach, he didn't own the cash b'shas alva. If he had cash, he wouldn't have borrowed money. So let's assume he owns metatlim and he owns karka, but he needs cash because he has an investment. He wants to invest in something and he needs cash for that. Or he wants to buy something else. So he borrows money. So now after the halva, then he decides to sell some of the metatlim. He decides to sell some of the karka. So we know that metatlim are not meshubit to a chof. The tatlam are not meshubit. Only karka is meshubit to the chov. Right? There's no kol by metatlam, there's kol by karka. So the karka is meshubit, the metatlam are not. The karka is meshubit only the karka that was owned by the lova at the time of the halva. If he buys karka later, that's not meshubit because we assume that the lakuchis that the lukuches buy the karka, right? So if the lova owned the karka, if he sells the karka to the lukuches before the halva, he sells the karka to the lukuches before the halva, so that karka can't be meshuvah to the chov. The lova didn't own that karka at the time of the halva, so it's not fair to the lukuches because they had no way of knowing. What's more, let's say the lova owns three pieces of land, right? And he sells one piece of land to the lukuchos after the halva. But he leaves two pieces for himself, right? So the malva can only collect from the nechosim that the lova still owns, from the karka that the lova still owns. Right? We're not going to be nifrim and nechosim meshubadim. You can't be gova from the karka that is meshubad to the chov. The karka is meshubad because it was owned by the lova b'shas halva. It was owned by the lova b'shas halva. You can't be gova from the chosim meshubadim b'makom shiyesh b'nei chorin. Right? It's a pseida to the lukuchos. It's not fair to the lukuchos to make them lose out. First, you got to collect from the lova. Okay, that's the rule. That's the rule. So the question is, what happens if after the halva he didn't sell karka to lukuchos, but rather he gave karka as a matana? Do we say the same idea? Right? That karka is meshubad to the chos. Do we say that ein nefrayim nechosim meshubadim that's owned by the makabel matana b'makom sheyesh nechosim meyichar? That's the shayla of the gemara. That's not nun number base. Right? What's the shayla of the Gemara? That by matana, if not for the fact that he did a hanah, that the makabel matana did something to benefit the nosein never would have given him that matana. So maybe there's a loss for him too. You know, if it's a freebie, if the makabel matana just got it for free, so then we could say this clear chilek in the cases. In the case of lukuches, so they're gonna lose out, right? If we take their karka to collect the chov, so clearly they're gonna be able to go back to the lova and demand money, but that's a pain in the neck for them, right? The pain in the neck. So to prevent the loss for those lukuchos, we'll say that first you have to be going from the chasam nechon before you can be going from the chasam shabbat. But by matana, you could say, what's the loss? It's a freebie. Right? Okay, Itaka got a matana, but it's no loss for him. So we should be able to collect from those nechash meshubadim. So Zakta Gemara, it's not so clear. Maybe the reason why the nosen gave the matana to the makal matana is because the makal matana did him a favor. He did him something. Because if he wasn't mahanim in some way, he wouldn't have given that matana to him. So should we say that the pseida of the makabel matana is like pseida de lekuchos, and we won't be able to be gover from the makabel matana just like you won't be able to be gover from the makabel from the lekuchos, or do we not say that? What's the suffix of the Gemara? So you could have learned the suffix. Do we assume that every makabel matana was mahana the nosen? Right? Do we assume that every makabel matana was mahana the nosen? There is a loss over here. Or maybe we don't assume that the makabel matana was mahana the nosen. Maybe there is no loss. That's not how the Rush is learning. The Rush is learning less man de poly. That the nosen would have only given the matana to the makabel only if the makabel actually was mahana the nosen. That's for sure. The question is the loss as significant as pseida de lukuchos for us to employ this principle? That's the shayla. It's not a shayla whether a matana is given even without hana, right? Whether a matana is given even if the makabel is not mahana. No, of course we assume that the matana is not going to be given unless the makabel matana was mahana the nosen. The shayla is it as big a loss? Right? Is it as big a loss? Not the same kind of loss. Lukuchos paid money for the field. Right? The makabel matana didn't pay any money for the field. Right? So should we consider it as big a loss? And in Ephraim and Achasim Meshubadim Vakum Sheish Mecharen? We said, no, it's not as big a loss. So therefore, we can't be going from him first. That's the shayla. Right? But everyone assumes that the Nosu would never have given the matana to the makabel matana unless the makabel actually was mahana him. So, Frech the Rosh, if that's the case, you see from this Gemara that by Matana there's also a Kabbalah Sana, there's also Ovid Le Nayach Nafshei. So, what's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam says, Kala Omatun Kam is a Chudami, applies only by Milvon, only by Chol, because he owes it to him, but by Matana not. But the reality is, when the Gemara is afternoon on the base, you see clearly that by Matana he also owes him, because if he wouldn't owe him, then he wouldn't give him the Matana to begin with. That's the Rosh's kash. Yishlomad lo dami the regilus who come upon shadam nosin the krovo lo oavo navigab lo avid le nayach nafshim eolam. Now lein derech adam le shachar amdo ilam da avid le nayach nafshim. Dr. Rosh. No, it's not so clear. It's not so clear. The fact is, sometimes a person will give him atana even without the avid le nayach nafshim, even without that kabbalah sanu. Right, even without that kabbalah sanu. Right, so what's the Gemara saying, Dafna? Right, what's the Gemara saying? Is the suffix gufa whether there was Hana? Suffix is whether there was Hana? What's the suffix in the Gemara? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Abu Matana, the Lekab Seda, the Lakuchos Lo. Is that Kufa the Suffolk of the Gemara? That's the Maskana of the Rosh. The Suffolk of the Gemara is whether there is Hanah. It's not so clear that there is Hanah. Right? So, whether there is Hanah. I don't know. Whether there is Hanah. That's what it sounds like a little bit from the Rosh. That in some cases, there is no Hanah B'chal. The Hanah Stam is giving a Matana. Giving a matana to his karov, to his friend. It's funny because if he's giving to the karov, giving to the friend, so the pshat is he feels something for that person, right? If he's the ohev, so he feels something. That's not avad le'nayach nafshei. He enjoys eating lunch with him every day. That's not avad le'nayach nafshei. They spend time together. No. The Rosh is learning that avad le'nayach nafshei means he did something special for him. Did something special. Right? Like in the case of Chov, he lent him the money. So he lent him the money, so when he's giving back the money, you know, he wants to do it ba'ofen shel zechiyah. But here, who said he did something special?
But even if the guy was just his friend, why would that be Pseid de Lekuchos? I assume the Pseid de Lekuchos was that the person who had a nice friend within the matanah.
He's saying it's not a pseudah for the Mekabel Matana. It's only if the Mekabel Matana did something special, so now if he's getting something because of what he did special, he's just a nice guy. He's just a nice guy, so it's not really a hefset for him. He was a nice guy before. It'll be a nice guy too, but it's not something extra special. Yes? Right? He won't say the same thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why Matana would really be a fool. You know, he's doing a nice thing. The other things, it seems like you actually owe him something.
You owe him something,
Matana. You have to give something nice. I really have to pay back. But Matana, okay, I can give it. I don't have to give it. I still
can
have that connection regardless.
The Eved is owned by the Adam. He does have to work. Right? So it's not like... it's not like he's doing extra. So, I mean, clearly we're assuming he did do extra, right? He's Oved le'nayach nafshei. He worked extra special. But the Ohev... So he's a friend, but he didn't do something extra special. Okay. Didn't do something extra special. So it's not a Dara Pasha that the Mekabel Matana was actually Mahana the Nosein. So that's why we're not going to say thank you. Rafi?
Really, there's a difference between when, you're owed to give a Matana and when, you're owed because you feel owed. Because clearly we're classifying the Evan case not as a Matana. So it's kind of difficult to say that every matana is motivated by a feeling owed to someone. So why is the Eved case not called matana?
The Eved case is more than matana because we're talking about a situation where the Eved did more than just regular outlets.
Yeah, I'm saying,
more than just regular service.
We would have to say that the feeling of feeling owed to someone and giving them something, that's not a matana.
That's what the Rosh is saying. That in many times, a person can give him a ton, even though he doesn't feel owed. He just, you know, he likes the guy. So if he likes the person, he'll give him a ton. You know, he had an extra, he had an extra Gemara. So he's giving, you know, who's he going to give it to? Anyone? He'll give it to his friend.
Will you be able to say it differently from that? Or is that? It's the way
the Rosh has a kasha. So the Rosh needs to answer his kasha. If you have a different answer, we'll entertain it. But that's the answer that the Rosh suggests. So this idea we've seen already in Tosfos that the Eved is Oved le'nayach nafshei, and that's why this case is totally different. The Ritva echoes a similar sentiment to answer a different kasha. Right? He's talking about Rabbi Natan. Right? The Ritva says like this: Tirit Rabbi Natan, the Shani Eved, the Kevin the Kamala and the Meshacher over Be'esei, he loved the Avi Le'Nayach Nafshei, Lahavi Meshacher of the Chovu. He quotes Rabbi Natan to answer this kasha, but he gives you a twist. He's trying to answer a different kasha too. What's the kasha? Okay, there's one kasha. Do we assume Kalam Etzinu Kalam Zehudami or Lav Kalam Zehudami? But let me ask you a different kasha. What's the heter for the Odom to be Meshachar the Eved to begin with? It's not an Issa. Right? La'olam Bahem Tavodu. There's an Issa called Meshachar. Abdo Over Ba'asei the La'olam Bahem Tavodu. So what's the Mishnah even talking about? What, the Odom is doing something Be'issa? We're talking about a situation where the Odom is wanting to be Meshachar as Eved Be'issa? How can that be? How can that be? Shouldn't there be an Issa to be Meshachar as Eved? So Zok the Ritva, no. Kusha'achas Mitzuretzes Be'chavetah. He loved the Ovid Le'nayach Nafshei Lohavi Meshacharo. If not for the fact that the Eved was Ovid Le'nayach Nafshei, he wouldn't have been Meshacher him. So what? What does that do for me? No, because if the Eved does extra, so then the Adon owes it to him. If it's a Chov, if the Adon really owes it to him, after a certain point, the Adon really owes more to the Eved. How can he pay back the Eved? How can he pay back the Eved? So he can pay back the Eved by freeing him. Oh. There's no Issa la'olam b'hem tavodu if the Adon owes the Eved. Now, if there's an Avdus relationship, the Eved is serving the Adon. The Adon is the Adon and the Eved is serving him. So then I understand that it's Asa to free the Eved. But if the Eved does more, if he does more than what he's obligated to do, to the point that the Adon ke'ilu is chayev to the Eved, that there's some kind of a chov to the Eved, so how is he going to pay that back? So in such a case, la'olam b'hem tavodu doesn't apply. There's no issa to be mishachar the Eved. It's a very interesting understanding, right? It's not like there's a lav in the Torah. Well, first of all, it's not a lav anyway. There's no issa rasei that mishachar avdo is always asa. It's that if it's an avdus relationship, right? If the other doesn't owe anything to the Eved, so then he has to be mishachar. He has to keep him as an Eved. But if he owes him, then he's allowed to be mishachar. It's Dr. Ritzvah, so that's the idea over here, right? He owes it to the Eved. If he owes it to the Eved enough that the Isra say to be Meshachar his Eved doesn't apply, so by the same token, we'll see, it's like a halva, it's like a chov, it's not like a matana. Yes?
According to his ritual, like, Nafshin did it extra, but what if it just means that, let's say he was in heaven for 10 years and he served him honestly and carefully, that's not. That's not extra. That means it was an obvious relationship. Just did a good job. Like you see people, they feel like grateful to someone, like a worker for them, but that doesn't mean that they went up a few shows and did. They just served them normally. Like, why would it?
Yeah, so I guess the answer is, if he serves them for 10 years normally, that might be lifting Mishra Sadin. You know, there are many people who go through workers, you know, every 2 years, they keep on changing. So if he serves him honestly and properly, maybe that's also a Nayach Nafsha. The fact that he doesn't have to get another Eved, he doesn't have to get someone else to do the job, maybe that's a Nayach Nafshe. That's a cumulative Nayach Nafshe over time. It wouldn't be enough to say, you know, to say that it's a Nayach Nafshe after 2-3 years, but if he works for him for a long time and he's a trustworthy Eved, so maybe that's enough to be called a Nayach Nafshe. Are you?
Doesn't the Olam refer to Yovah?
Not in the case of an Eved Kenayim. No, la'olam b'hem tavodah means that you have to. The pasuk says v'hisnachaltem osam livnechem achareichem l'reches achuzah la'olam b'hem tavodah. That doesn't sound like Yovel. It means you're supposed to be morish them to your kids. The Eved Ivri goes out b'Yovel. Eved Kenayim does not go out b'Yovel. Eved Ivri goes out not in Shemitah after 6 years, but if the 6 years come after Yovel, if Yovel comes before the 6 years, then he goes out b'Yovel. The Eved Kenayim never goes out. He doesn't go out for Yovel level. That's the difference between Eved Kenayim and Eved Kenayim. Yeah.
Is Ritva saying that, I mean, it was supposed to be saying that every single case is Nayach Nafshe, and Ritva was saying only sometimes?
Tosfos is saying that in this case, if the Adam wants to be Meshacher him, he says, Tein Shtar Shechaz El Avdi, we assume that he wants to, if he's doing it, the stomach, it's Nayach Nafshe. Tosis doesn't mention the Vart of the Ritva, but Al-Khara Tosis is thinking that too. Tosis must be thinking, if not for Avalei Nayach Nafshe, it would have to be also for the other to do it. So Mestama, why does he want to be Meshacherin? Must be the Avalei Nayach Nafshe. So says Tosis, if Avad Lein Arif Nafshe, so therefore Kol Avad Tum comes Avud Dami. Okay, yeah.
I mean, the assumption is that the Adon will only free the Eved if he's done well for him. But let's say the Eved is a terrible Eved and the Adon just doesn't want him anymore.
See, sell him to someone else.
He's going to buy him. He's a terrible Eved.
Sell him cheap. Sell him cheap. But I mean, that's not a reason to free it. What he chote nisker, right? If he's not a good Eved, so he's going to free him instead. No, fakir, he'll figure out a way that he'll gain something from the event. But he's not going to free him if he didn't do well by him. I don't think so. This idea of the Ritva, that Ovid Le'nayach Navshe solves the essay of Li'ola Bem Tavodim. So this is something that's echoed by the Rashba as well, in a different context. The Rishonim are troubled, Tosis, the Rashba, the Rishonim are troubled by the Gemara on Daf Mem. The Gemara is in Hasholech and Perek Dalid, they talk about Avodim, the whole sugya of Avodim Kenayim. So the Gemara says, Kiyasa Rashmua Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Misha Amar Bishas Misas Aplonish of Chasi Karasurach Asali Ye Asala Karasurach Kofanas Ayorshin Vaosin La Karasurach My Taima Mitzvah Lakayim Divrei Ames. Rabbi Yochanan says that let's say an Adon says about his Shivcha, that this Shivcha did a Koras Ruach for me. She served me well. Let a Koras Ruach be done for her as well. Okay, this individual is on his deathbed, right? He dies. He makes this statement, right? And now the person dies. So the Yarshim come to Bezdin and say, what do we do? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kofin Esai Yarshim. We force the Yarshim to rather get Shivcha for this Amma, for this Shivcha. We force the Yarshim. Force the Yarshim. Wow. Why do we force the Yarshim? The Gemara, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. The Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. You see this idea at the end of the Perek. What kind of a mitzvah is this? A mitzvah in the Torah? You see this? This is a deraisa? It's not a deraisa, right? It's a takana derabbanan. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames is a takana derabbanan. We want people to think that people are going to listen to what they say. Right? It's important. A person who's dying, it's important that he should feel that, like the Yarshim are going to listen to him. So there's a takana derabbanan that you should listen to the Divrei Hames. Listen to the Divrei Hames. But the Mace is telling you to do an Isser. How can you listen to them? We'll call for the Yarshim. How can we be called for the Yarshim? It's the Chapela. It's a Pella. How can we be called for the Yarshim to free the Shivcha? It's against the Torah to free the Shivcha. Liolam b'hem tavodu. It should be also to do. It's the Chapela. So this is a kasha that Tosfos on Lamed Chesem and Aleph is troubled with. The Gemara there is talking about a little bit of a different case. Another case of Shichur. What does the Gemara there say? Hahi amsa dahavas b'pum badisa. Dahavakama avdi ba inshi yisura. There was an Oma, there was a Shivcha that they were mezalza, they were doing yisurim with, they were living with her. So Amar Abaye, he loved the Amar of Yehuda Mashmul, Kal Mashachar Avdo over Basay, have a kaifonale lamora because of Lagidu the Cherusa. If not the fact that Kal Mashachar Avdo over Basay, I would have forced the Adon to write a Rashtar Shichur. Ravina Amar Kiha, Moda Rav Yehuda Mishamilsa de Yisura. Ravina says that no, B'mokom Iser, there's no problem with her. If they're doing Yisurim with her, then the Isra Asay of Kol Mashach Ravda over Basay doesn't apply. So it's permissible. It's permissible to force the Adon to free her. So Fraktos is Vahadam Lakaman Bimisham Bishas Misasa Planishim Chasi Al Yishtabdu Ba Maskina Di Amalash and Shichur Kofin Asayosh and Lichlala Get Shichur. Abaye says over here on Daf Lamed Ches that if not for the fact that it would be Osir, the Kol Mashach Ravda, over Basay, I forced the Adon to free her because they're doing Yisurim. I forced the Adon to free him. To free her. Later on in the Gemara it says that we taka do force the Yarshim. We do force the Yarshim. So what's the difference? Why over there do we force the Yarshim to free the Shivcha? Why over here Abaye says that I wouldn't force? It's in the Isra Asay La'olam Bam Tavodu, I can't force the Adon to free. Zoptosis, Hosam came into Ein Yarshim Rashoyin Lishtabe Ba Mishimitzu L'Kayim Divrei Hameis L'Karina Ba La'olam Bam Tavodu. What's he saying? The lamb de shavar. Tos is saying. Tos is saying once the father said that he wants to do a koras riyah to the shivcha, so it's also for the yarshim to be mishtabed with the shivcha. So then there's no iser of leolam bam tavodim. Right? Once it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meis, the father said that he wants the koras riyah to be done with the shivcha. So now it's also to be mishabed the shivcha. So the iser asay leolam bam tavodim doesn't apply anymore. Aye, but the shikha is not free. We still have to give a get shikhrater for it to be free. No, la'olam b'em tavodu is not going to be violated if all you're doing is giving a get shikhr. Once you can't be mishabit in the evid anymore, once you can't be mishabit in the shivcha, la'olam b'em tavodu doesn't apply. What's Tosfos saying? What's he saying? Bukhari is saying there are tzvei dinim in the shivcha, right? There's the kinyan mamon, there's the kinyan issa. Once he says, I want a koras riyah to be done for the shivcha, so the kinyan mamon is paka. The kinyan mamon is paka. Right? It's like if someone is mafkir avdo, so the kinyan mamon is certainly paka. So if the kinyan mamon is paka, then the yarshim can't be mishabe the shivcha. The yarshim are not going to be yarish the kinyan mamon over here. So if they're not yarish the kinyan mamon, there's nothing to be mishabe, and they can't force the eved, they can't force the shivcha to do malacha. So in azah eved, azah shivcha, that you can't force to do malacha, the iser la'olam b'hem tavod, it doesn't apply. You can't be Mishabedim, right? La'olam b'hem tavod tells me that you have to be mishabedim forever, keep them as an eved, but in a situation where you can't force on them avdus, so then there's no isra say. There's no isra say to free. There's no isra say to give the get shikhr. Right? The giving of the get shikhr is this consummating the process. It's being mafkiya, the kinyan issa. But the kinyan mamon's gone already. So the kinyan mamon's gone, la'olam b'hem tavod doesn't apply. This idea is actually echoed by the Tosfos HaRosh over there. He fleshes out a little bit more than Tosfos. And this is what he seems to say. What does he say? Here on Lamed Ches. He says, Shaini Yosef Shepar Poka Mimena Shibud. Kfar Poka Mimena Shibud. Deina Yorshim Ashoim Lishtabin Bad. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divri Ames. V'lo Karina Be'la Olam Ba'em Tavodu. U'benesine Saged Leka Yisraseh. He says, the vart is that once the Adam, once the father says that I want a koras riyah to be done with the shivcha, so they can't be mishabed. Why? Because paka shibuda, the shibud mammon, the kinyan mammon of the avdus was paka. So once the kinyan mammon of the avdus was paka, you can't be mishabed. You can't be mishabed. La'olam b'hem tavod, it doesn't apply anymore. That's why it's mutter, and it's a mitzvah, there's a kfiyah, a kofah, that they should write to get shikhar, so that he won't be in this state of limbo. Right? But he'll be able to be a full benchor and he'll be able to marry Bas Yisrael. Yes?
The father says that he wants a course of shivcha. Does that mean that she should be freed? Or does that mean... Because if it...
That's what the Gemara is assuming. So, right? That he's talking, you know, he's sort of hinting to it. He doesn't say it very, but that's what he means.
Isn't that an Isser, though?
It is an Isser.
So how can that...
Right, that's the Pella, right? The Pella is that the father wants something to happen, but yet it's an Isser to do that. Right? It's an issa to do that. So it turns out very strange, right? The father is telling them to do an issa, but because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei amei, somehow they can't be mishabed. Right? They can't be mishabed the eved. They can't be mishabed the shivcha anymore. But the fact that the father says, I want you to free them, to free him, free her, or whatever, so that's mafkia the kinyan mamon. Was he allowed to be mafkia the kinyan mamon? Is he allowed to be mafkia the kinyan mamon? Very difficult, right? It's very difficult. What should we say? As long as he doesn't give the get shukhar and the shivcha is still a shivcha, la'olam b'hem tavodu is not violated? And it sounds from Tosis and the Tosis HaRosh, la'olam b'hem tavodu has nothing to do with the get shukhar. If giving the get shukhar is not a pegim of la'olam b'hem tavodu, it sounds like they're not called an eved anymore. Right, once the kinyan mamon is paka, they're not really called an eved anymore. So the question is, what's the heter for the adon to do that? What's the heter for him to say that? What and bechlal, we have to listen to his iser, right? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames trumps la'olam b'hem tavodu. No, so that's not a kasha. If you assume that the statement of the father is mafkia the kinyan mamon, so then there is no kinyan mamon over here anymore. So if there's no kinyan mamon, la'olam b'hem tavodu doesn't apply. But what's the heter? What's the heter of the father? The father is telling them to do an issa. The father is doing an issa by being mafkia the kinyan mamon. What's the answer? Shlomo Levi.
Why can't
We're getting there. But Tosa doesn't seem to say that. Because if Tosa felt that, then he should have said, Ovid le naich nafshei, so maybe Lola Mem Tavodah doesn't apply in such a case. He doesn't give that answer. He seems to be giving a different answer, that there's like a lumdus. Once the father says what he says, the kinyan moment is paka. If the kinyan moment is paka, then the children are not yorish the kinyan moment, so Lola Mem Tavodah doesn't apply to the children. But it doesn't explain what the heter was for the father to say that in the first place. Are you? Sorry?
Tanuk is chu,
but what's the heter? What's the heter for him to be mafkia the kinyan moment of the eved, la'olam b'em tavodah? What's the heter? I'm not sure what the answer to this question is. I looked high above. Yeah?
No, what the Rebbe is saying in Tosos is that the adon was mafkia the kinyan moment, and therefore the yor should have to use the shechar to get rid of the kinyan iser. But how are they kona the kinyan iser if they weren't kona the kinyan moment? You can't just be kona the kinyan iser without the kinyan moment.
What's a kinyan iser?
But what
does a kinyan issa mean? It means that the adon is in control of the issa v'heter of the eved.
I think the Gemara says that you can't just be called a kinyan issa. You have to be called a kinyan mamon with a kinyan issa.
Where does the Gemara say that?
In the Hemshech of Lamed Ches. I don't think that...
Is that talking about Yerusha or is that talking about Mechira?
It says when you're mafkir and eved, you can't free him anymore because... You can't just give him this kinyan iser. You can't give. It says imlo takana, but you can't just.
That's one sheet in the Gemara. Not everyone agrees.
That's one. But even within that, that's just for the eved. But for the yorshin, how can you give the yorshin the kinyan iser without the kinyan mamon?
Just because the father said that he wants to do a koras ruach to the shivcha. He might not be able to be Meshabed the Eved, but he still owns the Eved, right? You can't be Meshabed. He's like an Eved who you can't force to work. It's not the same as being Mafkir. If you're Mafkir, that means to say that you're Mafkia the Kinyan. Here, you're Mafkia the Shibud. You're Mafkia your ability to be Meshabed the Eved. But you still own the Eved. Still own the Eved. I mean, clearly Tosis is assuming like that. Tosis is saying that despite the fact that you can't be Meshabed the Eved, you still have to give a get shechur. Tosis knew the Gemara. Tosis on Lamed Ches knew the Gemara on Lamed Ches. So clearly he's assuming that you could give a get shechur despite the fact that you can't be Meshabed the Eved anymore. So it must be something there. Right? There's something there that either your inability to be Meshabed, it doesn't mean that you don't have a kinyan aguf in the eved, it's just you have a kinyan aguf that can't be used. Right? A kinyan aguf that's not going to give you any benefit. But technically, you do have the kinyan aguf, and you could be mafkia that with the get shechar.
So there still is the kinyan moment.
Sorry?
So there still is the kinyan moment.
Right. I guess, according to this, you know, we were too fancy. Right? We said we're mafkia, the lashon of the rush. The lashon of the rush is... Kfar poka mimena shibud. In a yorshim ashoyin lehishtabed bo. They can't be mishabed her. They can't be mishabed her. What does that mean? That means they can't force her to work. Is the kinyan mamon poka or is the shibud mamon poka? Right? The ability to force her to work doesn't exist, but the kinyan mamon is still there. So when they give the get shechur, then everything is going to be nifka together. Let's say like that. Comes the Rashba, and the Rashba is a different answer than Tosfos. This is what Shlomo Leib was alluding to. Right? The Rashba there on Lamed Ches echoes the Ritva by us. Right? That's the Rashba's Teretz. This is at the very end of the Rashba. Where is it? Where's the Rashba? Just one second. Lamed Ches Vadalot? Should be. Is the Rashba? Rabbi Chesam at base. Chesam at base. Give the mask of the Hikshu. Is the Rashba?
I think it's at the end of
the Dibur Masch of the Kasha. Yeah, it's at the end of the Dibur Masch of the Kasha. I guess in the other Rashba it was one Dibur Masch, so that's how it came like that. What does the Rashba say? the end of the Masla Vakasha. V'chaynami v'ahidim dem ma'abra me'in shi be'isura. Right, the shifcha was getting pregnant from people be'isur. They were living with her be'isur. Ilamisha mitzvah haya asa l'shachar mitam zeh the shichar gomer haya zeh v'lo ke'en mecher. If not for that, if ilam mishum mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be meshacher because they were doing yisurim, it would be also to be meshacher. It would be also to be meshacher. V'al derech zeh hu sha'osu ha'tor l'shachar, l'shachar sa avodin, b'lo gemilas tova, ela mertzon ha'lev levad. V'al lev yodea im l'chesed im l'gemilas tova osu. What's he saying? He's saying, if not for the fact that they were doing Yisurim, it would be also to be Meshachar her. It would be also to be Meshachar her. Because there's no Gemilus Tova. It's Meretzon Halev. He feels like, you know what? Let me be good to him. Let me be good to the Eved. If he's Meshachar the Eved, Meretzon HaTov, that's also. That's the Olam Tavodim. It's up to Rashba. If he's Meshacher because of Gemilus Tova, so then there's no Issa Bechalal. There's no Issa Bechalal. If he owes it to them, owes it to the Eved or the Shifcha, then there's no Issa. The problem was in that case on Daf Lamed Ches, she wasn't owed anything. They were doing Yisurim with her. Right? His desire to be Meshacher was because they were doing Yisurim with her. So if nothing is owed, La'olam Bem Tavod was a problem. Right? La'olam Bem Tavod should have been a problem. So if not for the fact that we treat it as a mitzvah, we treat it as a mitzvah to be meshachrer because they're doing yisurim, it would taka be asa. Abaye doesn't want to say that, right? Kol meshachrer avdo over ba'asei. He wasn't interested. He wasn't willing to say that they should be meshachrer, despite the fact that they're doing yisurim. But that whole discussion is because there was no gemilus tova. Yistam going to be meshachrer. There's no gemilus tova. But in the case on daf mem. Right, that the Adon says, I want you to do a Koras Ruach. So there, of course, we're going to be Kofa the Yarshim to free her. There's no Li'olam Bem Tavoda, because there wasn't Ovid Le'Nayach Nafshei. The Shivcha did a Koras Ruach for the Adon. That's why the Adon wants to pay her back. So there is no Issa La'olam Bem Tavoda B'chlal. There was no Issa for the Adon to say what he said, for the father to say what he said, and there's no Issa for the children to be Meshach or the Eved either. Because if Ovid Le'Nayach Nafshei, so then, it's like the Adon, it's like the family of the Adon owes it to the Eved. And if the Eved is owed, then Yisrael Olam Bem Tavod doesn't apply. So it comes out that this Ovid Le'Nayach Nafshei is really the key to the whole sugya itself. This is the Mafteach of the sugya. If you assume, right, in the case where the Eved of the Sheikh were Ovid Le'Nayach Nafshei, so in such a case we'll assume Tenkizchi. Right? We'll assume it's like a milveh, we'll say Tenkizchi. In such a case, La'olam Bem Tavoda does not apply. Right? In such a case, La'olam Bem Tavoda would not apply either. Because Ovid Le'Nayach Nafshei makes it into a chov. And when it makes it into a chov, so then we assume that there's no Issa to Mishar, that's not a shechur, that's a piron a chov. If it's a piron a chov, then it's going to be permissible. Okay, we'll stop here. For tomorrow, the next sugya is really not that long. So if you finish the makaras for tomorrow,